You're listening to Ignite Your Success, a podcast that inspires fitness professionals to build a strong business that enables them to serve more people and engineer the lifestyle they desire. It's Brad Shepherd here, and together with Jason Yabanowicz, we're best known for running Trainer HQ, a community of passionate and profit-hungry fitness business owners that make a massive difference in others' lives every day. Each episode, we'll unpack for you exactly what's working and deliver best practice strategies so you can confidently grow your business and make a huge impact. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Ignite Your Ultimate Success podcast. I'm Brad Shepherd from Trainer HQ, and I'm joined today by our superstar client, Mrs. Tilly Connius. How are you, Tills?
I'm so good, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Did I get Connius right there?
You got Connius. I'm just loving your radio voice right now. It's so great.
Well, you told me I had a head for radio before, so I'm going to get a run with that.
Oh, mate. Get in the frame more.
Welcome. How are we?
I'm fantastic. I love being here. I love talking about these things and how you've helped shape my business.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm super pumped about this one because we definitely got a lot of ground to cover. So I'd love to take people listening to this and tuning in on a bit of an exploration about what got you to the point where you are now. But can you just give us a brief snapshot into your current business as it stands today?
Okay, so right now, today, I've got a private one-on-one PT client base. Yep. We've also got the semi-private model where I have between 4 to 6 and sometimes 10 or 12 on the weekends. We have little groups that come along, which are fantastic. We just launched our online app, which is just a whole other playing field, but that's just been absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and just a little spoiler alert, we'll get into the detail of the online that you've launched, but how many people have we got subscribed to the app currently?
It's over 100 now.
Whoa, yeah, baby. How good. So we've got a lot to unpack in that. So three different, let's call it income buckets. One-on-one face-to-face PT, semi-private, 4 to 6 people, and now we've launched the online, which is super cool.
Correct.
But it didn't just start like that, so somehow you got into the industry. So roughly how many years ago did you make the decision, and what actually got you into the fitness industry?
How it all started, I was in my late 20s, and I was doing Pilates. I actually asked the instructor, I said, can I be a teacher? She goes, yeah, I'll train you. And that's how it all started in terms of getting used to training people. I did that just as a side hustle on the weekends. And I did that, I think I've always done that, and then slowly it migrated. I've been through a couple of different careers, but I've always come back to fitness. Mm. Fast forward a little bit, after I had my first baby, Nora, which was 6.5 years ago, my brother-in-law opened a gym, Orange Theory Fitness in Ascot, and he asked me to come along and be a head trainer.
Mm.
Yeah.
So there you go. So pretty much that time was kind of like your introduction to moving full-time in the fitness industry.
100%.
Yeah. What industry were you in? What were you doing prior to that?
Fashion. I was in fashion brand management. So I was flying all over Europe, Amsterdam, Milan. It was a tough gig.
Someone's going to do it.
Honestly, it's not as...
Not as glamorous?
No, it's not as glamorous as you think it is, but it's very, very cool to travel.
So you would have had some fun times, but some stories to tell.
So cool.
So Nora was born and then you moved into Orange Theory. And so you moved into there as instructor plus, helping, assisting to run the place. Is that right?
Yeah. Head coach. I really wanted to focus. And you know this about me, I'm horrible at admin. So I hated doing all the back end. I am the worst student there. But my focus was the members, nurturing them, caring for them, instructing them, looking after them, and looking after coaches that I had with me. And that truly, I learned so much. I learned so much for that. It was very hard to leave that.
Yeah.
And I left that was during COVID.
Yeah, gotcha. So what a time to be alive, hey?
100%. So we were in full swing. I think we'd only been open maybe 8 months, and then COVID hit. Everything was shut down.
Yeah.
We were doing Zoom, online training, everything like that with our members. And through that, my members were just messaging me and saying, can you come over and train me, Tilly? Mm. And you could. Like, you were allowed to.
That's right. One-on-ones and so
exactly. Yeah. Out in the park, in their backyard.
Yeah.
So socially distanced, of course. But and that's how it all started. And word got out and I was taking on more clients and going to their houses. And when restrictions eased, I could travel further. And it got to a point where I was just traveling all over Brisbane, wasting so much time driving, but I loved it. I loved it so much.
That's cool. So you're pretty much the mobile PT at that point in time.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And yeah. I loved it. Clocked up some miles like that, that's for sure.
I bet. Well, you're full of energy, so I could just see you doing that. You would just been taking it in your stride, wouldn't you?
It's so good. You know, this is the people we get to meet and the families that you're, you know, brought into. It's awesome.
That's cool. So then you had a chance to move into a facility. So roughly when did that occur?
Oh, was that about, it was over a year and a half ago now.
Yep.
I was asked, I have just a friend, he had a little private gym in Newstead. He goes, Till, I've got a couple of other trainers. It's not a public gym and they just train their clients out of there. Would you like to do that?
Great.
And I was really hesitant at first. I was like, oh, wow, but will my clients come? I was like, no, I don't know if I can do this. They're not going to come to me. And fast forward, you know, 3 months, they all traveled, gained more clients, and here we are today.
That's cool. Yeah. Hey, it's a great story. And that's actually not that long when you look back, hey, on that timeline.
So no, that turnaround, yeah, three years.
You amassed and operating out of the facility. I mean, when we met, which is now we're going back a bit over a year ago, you were cranking out a decent number of one-on-one sessions, weren't you? So roughly, like, how many sessions a week were you hitting back then?
Oh, you always ask me this, and I didn't get it right. Look, I was doing about 13, 14 back-to-back privates a day. Shattered, absolutely shattered.
Yeah.
And obviously you taught me to work smarter, didn't you?
Well, we had some discussions around that, didn't we? You well, I mean, what was the turn? Because I guess let's go back to that moment, and I'd say from the outside looking in, you built a good following. You had a good number of clients coming through. There was good cash flow coming through. But what was a turning point for you to say, hey, I need to reach out and possibly get some help and so forth?
I was burning out. I was uninspired, not by my work, but just, am I going to be able to maintain this?
Mm.
I've got two girls now, 4 and 6, and I was missing out on so much of their life. I was working mornings, I was working evenings, I was working weekends. And I'm like, it can't be this hard. Like, there's got to be a way of working smarter. And that's when I actually put it out on Instagram, the power of social media. Oh my goodness. And I actually asked for help and I just said, guys, I'm struggling. I'm in an enviable position where I've got all these clients, but I can't manage them.
Mm.
Who is out there? I need a business coach. I need someone I can talk to. I need a mentor. And someone actually tagged you.
Yep, they did.
That's right.
I think within 15 minutes we were messaging each other, we were on a phone call, and I guess we took it from there.
Yeah, and I actually went through a couple of others. I had a chat to a couple of others and we just didn't click, and when you and I spoke, we were like,
yeah, let's do this. So yeah, it was, and then you said the other magic words that I heard. You said to me, "I've got a waiting list," and you said, "I said, what sort of waiting list are we talking here?" And you said, "I've probably in the last 2 months been messaged by 60 plus people."
Yeah, we had over about 85 at one point on this wait list, and I was like, "I don't know." And then I felt horrible because I can't take you on. How do I do this?
It's a great problem to have. I've got so many questions from what you just said. But first things first, let's talk about, I guess, your family life. Two beautiful girls, beautiful family. Dim, shout out to Dim. He's going to get a special mention very soon.
I know, but he's your favourite.
You always say that, don't you?
It's like me and Dim. He's everyone's favourite.
We get to sort of compare our beards and do all that sort of
stuff. Yeah. Romance.
Tell me, how do you... How did you? I'm not sure if the word's juggle, but you know, how were you able to sort of maintain the family life of the young family and all that? Because there's, I'm sure there's a lot of people in your situation who are going, how the hell was she able to achieve all that?
Yeah, look, it is hard. It is a struggle, and it's something that I know that I needed to do for myself to build something on my own. And Dimitri, my husband, has always been so incredibly supportive of that. And I think once he realised, and we both realised, that it was really starting to gain traction, he wakes up with the girls every morning, he does breakfast, he gets them ready for school, he does daycare drop-off and then school drop-off. Mm. That's a luxury that I know a lot of people don't have. He works from home. So we're incredibly lucky that we have that dynamic, and then I do all the pickups in the afternoon. So we call it a tag team.
Yeah.
And he can sit down and do his work while I've got the girls, take them to sport and everything like that. It's taken years to make this work and to figure it out, but it works for us. And trust me, I get the mom guilts every week. It doesn't go away, but knowing that we're working to something that's helping our family, to support our girls, it makes it all worth it.
Yeah, it's so cool, such an important message. And I guess the thing I take away from it is that when you're driven by a desire, you're driven by a passion, and you can find ways to make it work. And that's the beauty of that, and that's where you go, we've got the complementary skills, we've got the complementary team there who everyone puts in their bit.
And that's the word, teamwork,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, because what time do you clock on generally with clients every morning?
5:15 my classes start. Mm. And then I'm back to back till about midday every day.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. And we some changes we made. I mean, one of the first ones was to go, okay, let's start to think slightly differently. So we did speak about online. That was part of our, it was part of our mission at the start. Mm. However, it's like, all right, how do we make some immediate changes in the business? And probably one of the first moves was start to put in the semi-private.
Yep.
So tell us about that transition and how that was received and so forth.
That scared me. Mm. Just with dynamics of people, and obviously I work predominantly with women. But once I started to understand how people work together, I was able to actually put together people that I already trained, which freed up other spaces for more clients. I think there's a big thing that we need to do as coaches and personal trainers is understand how people work, what they respond to, and how you can place people together. And it's worked brilliantly. So duos, trios, groups of four, groups of six, it's manageable. And we ended up I've turned every 5:15 a.m. group, because it's such a great time for people, especially mums, they can get in and out before their kids wake up.
Yeah.
Into groups of six. So every morning at 5:15, I've got groups of six. And then my 6 a.m. are the duos. I've got one private, or they're trios. So we're making the most of those really high traffic times.
Yeah.
And through a booking system, which is also fabulous. And it's just been the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, it's great to watch. And I guess the other benefit is, of course, looking at your per session rate. Like, so for anyone listening to this, I can turn up and do one-on-one session, I can earn X per session. Mm. What you're able to do was at least double, and in many cases triple, your per session rate.
Exactly.
Which is, once again, you go, in terms of that exchange of time for money, it's like, how do we start thinking creatively and differently in business? And it's very easy for anyone to get locked into, hey, here's what I need to do, and the only way for me to potentially increase my earning is to do more sessions. And that was definitely something you didn't want to do, right?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, I know. I fought you on that for a long time.
The other benefit, of course, is that you got now clients who get to do more than one session with you at, less fee, right? So
exactly.
It's like, okay, now I get to come and do two sessions with you at the same price that I would have done one. And so again, there's benefit there. So it's just win-win all over the place.
Exactly. It's not even two. Most of them are doing three or four, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So you just mentioned about putting some of these systems into place. And so that was also a big part of it. So just explain the sort of the early stages of us putting all this stuff into place.
Oh, admin, back of room, payments. Oh, it's something you just hate talking about, right? Hate following up clients. It's like, you owe this, blah, blah, blah. I had a lot of clients paying me in packs. So I had to make sure that, you know, you'd mark it off if they'd late cancel, if they cancelled within a certain period of time, and then you have to reschedule them. It was just becoming a nightmare. People, I had people on direct debit.
Transferring money to your account, weren't they?
Transferring cash, like it's all, you know, it was an absolute mess. And that was why, that was another huge one. So we actually didn't really know what was coming in every week. And you pretty much kicked us up the butt and say, you need to put everyone on direct debit.
Yeah.
And we did that.
Yeah, it's and the result of that's been great, right?
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
And put your systems, your policies, your processes in place, and yeah, that's been excellent to watch.
And my biggest fear was that people would say no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No one. And no one said no.
I don't think you've had a no yet, have you?
Oh yeah.
But I think it's a really great point, because for any trainer listening to this, like no matter what level you're at, It's really the conversation that goes on inside your own head, which could potentially be a limitation. So
100%. No one likes talking about money, but at the end of the day, you've got to put those procedures in place from the beginning. Otherwise, it does get money down the track. And people want to support you. You know, they understand that you're running a business. Don't be one of those people that just take all the cash. You know, at the end of the day, the bank's got to look at it. If you want to buy a house, if you want to get a mortgage, it's got to be there.
Yeah.
So it's so important. It's your livelihood.
Yeah. And then you mentioned just briefly on your the admin for you and your connection with it. I do remember we had one moment where I'm getting you to track your weekly data and your weekly stats, and they got a little bit behind, didn't I? I gave you an ultimatum, didn't I? What did I say? Option, put your stats in by Monday. Option one was, if you don't do it by Monday, shave all your hair off. Or option two was, we'll find a dog shit on the street and you have to eat it. That was the two options, wasn't it?
Look, it's you've literally kicked me up the butt so many times, but that's why I need you, right? It's, you know, and look, I'm trying to get better.
Now,
I can acknowledge my downfalls, and that is it. I've always had it.
Now, I can't remember if the data entered into that spreadsheet somehow. Now, I can't remember if you entered it in or...
Here we go. You're about to see my husband come in as the saviour here, because he is.
Oh, you got Dimmy too. So, but I mean, you know, special mention to Dimmy and your guys' relationship, because you guys have a very special relationship. And I guess from a business point of view, it's really great, because you've got these awesome complementary skill sets, which is really cool to watch. So do you want to just explain Dim's role in all this and the part he's played?
Oh, we'll break it down. Simply, he's the behind the scenes guy. He does all the stuff that I hate to do, but he is so good at it. He's methodical, he's an intellectual, he's also very creative. He's a videographer, his background is in marketing. So you put me, who loves just to be in front and talk to people, and him in the background, we're a fantastic team. He's the software guy. He's the guy that you email if you've got an issue.
Yeah. He is. Yeah. He makes the web pages, landing pages.
Without those people, and he is the most. He's the MVP.
Yeah, yeah. He's got an eye for precision too. So.
Oh, doesn't he just?
Big shout out. So yeah, I can't remember for that time, but I guess the entrepreneurial spirit is all about delegation, right? So at that point in time, stats, maybe you did delegate that, or he went
unknowingly.
Hey,
no, I just
look,
took it
hey,
over.
I'll take the fall for this one. I don't want to see you shave your hair or eat dog shit. So.
Oh, no, I did ask him. Can you please help me?
Interestingly enough, I've mentioned this to you guys before. The way you guys work is very much the way myself and HP, my wife, worked, and so 20 plus years ago, and I was, you know, as I was building Peak Physique back then, I was really great at going out there and finding the clients,
finding
the trainers,
and
building
the
business, getting the money and all that sort of stuff, but I was, you know, sucked at the back end, quite frankly. And when HP come along, she's meticulous. I mean, she sits there at breakfast and she's got a coffee and she's looking at the bank accounts, and I walk past and I go, you're in your happy space again, are you? But she, you know, at that point in time, for me as a business owner, this is probably now 25 years ago, it was like when she came on board, I had a couple of trainers on board, we were making some good money. And when we drew a line in the sand, I was $30,000 in debt, just through poor management of
when you think
money.
You're killing it and you're in the red.
That's right. You would have said to me, "Hey, Mitch, how much are you making? I'm, you know, making $6,000-$7,000 a week, whatever, you know." And it's like it was an absolute mess. And so, for me, that was a turning point. It's like having the right type of person on your team that can go, "Okay, let's put some systems and processes in place." And
oh, you need that. You
consequently, need it. I mean, the beauty of that is it's you know, 25 years later now, and all the years we've been teaching this, you know how meticulous I am with this stuff now.
You're
right?
A well-oiled machine, my friend.
But I definitely learned from my own mistakes. Let's switch over to branding, because we spoke about the videography stuff and so forth. Now,
yes.
When you know someone visits you and you're heavy on Instagram, you've built a really good brand, you've really built a really good following as well. Tell us a bit about your overall concept and your philosophy behind that.
I think it's authenticity, how to be relatable. I'll never forget when someone said, "Find your niche." And this was many years ago, and it's out there a lot now, but it's really find your niche. You don't have to cater to everyone. And if you do, you're going to find it tough. And my niche is mums. My niche is women, predominantly mums. I am one, so I am incredibly relatable. The way I actually built up such a following with my clients and potential clients, I was just videoing them, putting together a little story every day and posting it about the fun that we have. It wasn't so purely focused on movement. It was focused on the enjoyment and the relationship that I have with these clients. I'll never forget a friend who I don't see that often, but she messaged me and she goes, "Tilly, this is the best marketing that you could possibly do for your business, are these stories." And I didn't even realize it. I was just doing it. I was like, "This is cool. Mm. This is what I'm about. I'm going to put it out there." And it turned into something that I didn't even realize was pretty much free marketing. It took me 20 minutes a day to do. I did get a little bit of push back from some other PTs. They're like, "Why do you film during it? That's, you know, you can't, you've got to be..." I was like, "This is what I'm about."
Yeah.
You've got to be real and authentic. And I think that's why I am where I am right now, as I'm always just going to be real about it.
Yeah, it's so cool. And you, in terms of, I mean, the look and the aesthetic as well, that's... if people want to go and check it out, where would they go to? What's the Instagram handle?
Just Tilly Connius, just my name.
And spell that out.
TILLICONIAS.
Yeah, I think it's definitely worth, you know, people to you know, those of you who are following this and going, "Hey, I want to see what this is all about." It's so you've also got you also bring the fashion and the family into it as well. So talk about that part. So it's not just purely fitness.
I think that's also something that I've always put on Instagram, is that I won't always be purely fitness. I've said that from the beginning, staying true to what I believe, because the way that I train my clients, it's not all just about fitness. I look at their lifestyles. And my lifestyle is not just fitness. It never has been. I've had a huge background in fashion. That was, you know, for over a decade I was involved in the industry. I'll always love it, even though I only wear Lululemon pretty much these days. People see me in normal clothing and they don't even recognize me. But look, it's my life is my kids, my life is my husband, my life is fashion, my life is skin and things like that, and it's all relatable. And it's all a part of what I do. So, yeah, I'll always continue that. I'm not looking for a bajillion followers on Instagram. If you want to follow the algorithm and do it that way, then yeah, you'll get that. But that's not staying true to me. So you're going to get a bit of a mixed bag, but it's always me. It's always real.
So good. And really great point you make too. And it's something we speak about consistently. It's going follower numbers. You know, I see a number at the... it doesn't impress me until I hear what a result does that have. And you know, for the followers that you've got, the business you've built, it's incredible.
Oh, look, I've only got 5,000. Like I say, only 5,000. And, you know, comparatively to other fitness influencers out there, I'm not a fitness influencer. I am a motivator. I am, you know, I want to be inspirational. I want to help. I want to support. And, you know, but the engagement, I think that's what we need to focus on. It's not the amount of followers. It's the engagement that you get from those followers and how you bring them in and want them to get to know you and be a part of what you're doing. And that is something that I will always strive for. I think that is probably the most important thing to utilize on social media.
Yeah, so good. And then as a direct result of all this, this has brought in opportunities for you. So let's, you know, we've spoken about your core business and, and everything that's happening there, but tell me now about like the likes of Lululemon, FitAs, Indooroopilly Shopping Centre. so talk to us about a few of these things. We'll talk about the Lulu thing first because that's definitely a big deal, right?
Oh, look, and this happened, my journey with Lululemon started over 6 years ago. Yeah, just after I had Nora. So yeah, 6 years ago, I was asked to be an ambassador for the James Street store. So every store, Lululemon store around Australia, they have a certain group of ambassadors and that you are invited to be an ambassador. You can't just put your hand up. You're invited by the group. So I was invited back then, and through then I had another baby. My ambassadorship was extended. And then I was off-boarded for a year. And then last year I was actually asked to be an ambassador again for the James Street store. So I'm third time ambassador. I'm probably the oldest one. but it's been incredible. I will also say to this, and this is something that Dimitri, I remember when I was off-boarded and I was like, oh my God, I'm never, like, I don't have a brand behind me now. People are going to see me differently, or they're not going to see me the way that, you know, they used to. And he just goes, brands don't define you. You know, they're lucky to have you. They've asked to have you on board. And once I shifted my mentality to that, that's not taking advantage of a situation. It's just working with a situation to your advantage, cohesively and, you know, together. And the relationship that I have with Lululemon now, it's incredible. I know that I can ask for things and they'll be like, hey, Till, let's see. Let's workshop and see if we can bring this to life. And they have been so supportive with so many things. And I can't thank them enough. I've had some incredible opportunities with them.
Yeah, such a great company and so cool. I mean, I've got my wardrobe top to bottom, socks to socks.
Well,
to
now shoes. Now they're doing shoes.
Yeah.
Crazy, well, huh?
Yeah. training gear, I mean, suits, jackets, pants, it goes the whole way through.
Yeah.
But you did a few burpees in sort of combination with them. Tell us a bit about that. Tell us what the cause, the why.
It's funny how it all intertwines. So Lululemon became an official partner of Movember 3 years ago, I believe. And during that time, we had an ambassador huddle where all of the ambassadors in Queensland get together and we sit down and we have a chat, and they actually asked us, they said, guys, this is what we're doing. If you want to be a part of it, let's have a discussion. Anyone put their hand up? And obviously Movember supports prostate cancer, mental health and testicular cancer. And my father died of prostate cancer 11 years ago. So I put my hand up and I was like, yep, I want to get involved. I'll do 50 burpees a day because they are horrendous. And I'd love to raise $3,000 over the course of the month. Yeah. And they were like, cool, let's do it. And then I started filming every single burpee that I did. I put it up on social media. I started talking about why I'm doing it. And fast forward to the 30th of November, I had done over 2,500 burpees and raised over $35,000.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's just crazy. It's just crazy. And from then I became an ambassador for Movember Australia.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cool. I didn't know that bit.
Yeah, there you go. So I've been ambassador with them for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And that was all through my connection with Lululemon.
Yeah.
Just the power of community and the power of, you know, doing something.
Yeah. And that what I noticed around your community then is that everyone else was chiming in, right?
We were getting people all over Brisbane. I was just going around to random businesses doing burpees. We had people overseas doing burpees, filming them, sending them in. And it became this movement. And that's not to sound, you know, stuck up or anything, but it became a movement. And last year was my third year doing burpees. I did over 5,000 last year. I think in total we've raised close to $90,000 over 3 years just from burpees.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
So how many did you do every day? Because this was only a couple of months.
It kept going up and up and up.
Okay.
I said first year was 50 a day and it went to more. Second year was 100 a day.
Yeah.
And last year it was 150. And then one day we did this activation with Lululemon on James Street. I ended up doing almost 550 a day. I almost broke myself. But yeah, it was an incredible experience.
And you break them up, would you? Like you might do 10 here, 20 there, or did you mostly do them in one hit?
Look, the most I've done in one hit was, I think it was about 80, but I still had to work.
Yeah.
So, but I had to get them done
clients
in my head.
Clients would do them, you jump in with them.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. I would never program them, but anyone who wanted to jump in with me. And the gym, I had all these other guys jumping in, other people's clients doing them, restaurants donating dinners and experiences to auction off for, you know, money to go towards the foundation. It was just the most beautiful community experience.
That's great.
And yeah.
So good. I love it. Which then leads me to the next point. I want to speak about the launch of your online, because it's something we've worked together on, and you know, it's been a great and exciting project. And I guess first things first, explain to us, you know, the reason why you wanted to create this online app and deliver that to people.
Again, let's work smarter, not harder. And there's only so many hours in a day, and I've got to be able to see my girls, have some downtime and not burn out. So how was I able to reach more people by doing what I'm doing? I think online for so long for me scared me. You're putting yourself out there to criticism, to people, to view what you do and to bring you down. And I get that. I really do. For anyone who's scared of doing it, I totally get it. But it was a necessity for us. And I don't mind being in front of the camera. I feel comfortable. So, you know, that's cool. But putting my ethos and what I do out there really, really scared me. But it's something that I've realized I actually implement with my clients. I'm like, well, why wouldn't I do that? Why wouldn't people want to be a part of that? So I pitched it to Brad, and it's how I've actually been training with my PT, who's actually in Melbourne. I do online training with her because I need to be kicked up the butt. I hate doing my own stuff.
Yeah.
And so I do 3 full body workouts a week, and I do that for a month and repeat them for a month, and then I get a new set. So it's very, very simple.
Yeah.
And I just changed that a little bit, where we're doing 3 full body workouts a week, and you repeat that for 3 weeks. Mm. So 3x3.
Yeah.
And through those 3 weeks, you're looking at progression. So you're looking, first week, you're looking at familiarity. You're doing them with me from start to finish. Second week, you're looking at potentially increasing those reps. Third week, you're looking at increasing the weights or the rounds. So whatever works for you. For those of you who know Hustle, the online Pilates program, I know Lexi through Lululemon. I met her years ago and she's always been incredible. We've always had a chat. If you haven't seen her, she was the one that pioneered online training through COVID. That's how she's built a multi-million dollar business. She is unbelievable. So give her a follow. I messaged her and I said, Lex, I'm looking at doing this. Can you give me any pointers? And she goes, Tilly, my best piece of advice, you need to do it from start to finish. People need to see you suffer and people need to know that you're doing it with them. And I was like, cool. Okay, done. And that's exactly what I do. I do these workouts from start to finish. Dimitri films them. He edits them. It's just him and me in this studio. The Joinery, by the way, over in West End. They've been incredible. And he edits them. We put them together and we put it out there. Do we talk about the app?
Yeah.
A lot of people ask me what app we use and how we developed it. Oh, to create your own app costs, what, hundreds of thousands of dollars? We found a very pretty simple platform, and it's called Skinning, an app, so you can skin it. So, you know, you download it, you upload all of your own content, you do your own color thing, you put your branding and everything like that, and when you download it via the App Store, it's your logo on the app. It's not the business, it's your logo. So on my phone, it's the TCF app, and you click on it, and it's all me. And scary. And it's as simple as that. And it's a very, very small amount that we pay annually, but it's allowed us to be able to create this audience and create this income that has essentially sort of helped save our family to a degree.
Yeah, wow.
And,
that's
awesome. Yeah, and we're at a point now where Dimitri and I, we're just like, we're putting all of our efforts into working as this is our main income stream collaboratively for our family.
That's awesome. And it brings us back to that technology. It's the beauty of technology in this modern era is there are so many cool things out there where, again, you don't have to spend a lot of money to be able to get a really great result.
You don't. And if that's if that's what's stopping you, do your research.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. Dimitri did it. He brought them all to me. But,
So really powerful message there and so many of them. So your mission is to help more people, and like right now 100 plus subscribers on there. What tell us a bit about some of the feedback you've been getting and what people have been saying about it and how the type of people you've reached as a result of it.
People have been loving it, and just to see those emails come through saying blah 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 has, you know, purchased a TCF plan, it's just like, oh, Timmy and I give each other a high five every time.
Ring
that
the bell.
Happens.
Yeah, so
yeah,
good.
Crazy, right? It's been fantastic. I think there are so many people that I've met that I've actually never met in real life.
Yeah.
It's the power of community. It's the power of allowing someone to believe that they can start. And you know, to be able to do 3 workouts a week is manageable. It truly is.
Yeah.
And you know, I always say, you know, 3 weeks you start. You know, 3 weeks you'll feel a difference. 6 weeks you'll see a difference. And in those 9 weeks, you've created a habit. It sounds cliche, but it's so true.
Oh, it's a reality. Yeah.
It is a reality, and that's I'm here to hopefully allow people to understand that for themselves.
Yeah, and if people are sitting there going, all right, how do I get on this app? How do they find it? Where do they go to?
You can download it on the App Store. No, otherwise, through my website. It's so, so, so simple.
What's the website? Give us the address on that.
www.tillycornius.com.au. Very, very simple.
Spell it out for us.
TILLICONIAS.com.au. Very, very simple.
There you go. You got a radio voice too.
Oh, I've done a bit on radio. So. very, very simple. But yeah, check it out. Obviously, there's a 7-day free trial that you can have a look. So anyone who signs up, they get the first 3 workouts for free.
Yeah, less than $50 a month, isn't it? It's in 40-something bucks a month, isn't
it? It's $44 a month.
$44 a month.
So it's $11 a week.
Yeah.
For 3 workouts, you know, we're developing, you know, I've just spoken to a nutritionist, so we're looking at doing simplified nutrition, simplified workouts. We've got some simplified meditation in the works as well, so there's going to be a lot more to add to it down the track.
It's really exciting, and watching the growth and the evolution of it, the new income stream that's come in, and more importantly where the future heads for this, because along the way, yeah, collaboratively of us working together, you've been able to build a great following, of course. You've been able to build a great database of people. So you've got contact details, 100 plus people who are actually subscribed.
100%. And this is without doing any sort of paid ads yet. We haven't done any marketing. So to be honest, we're still in our soft launch phase. So we launched at 1st of December?
Yeah.
And now we're about to go into March, and this is where we're going to start kicking in.
Start to ramp it
YouTube,
up.
Paid marketing, paid posts, boosting YouTube, everything like that. It is so scary, but look, if you're not doing it, you'll never know, right?
Yeah, and now the conversation we've had also is that it has provided the platform for you to further grow and expand your business. So
definitely,
we now know that we've got people, and the model is the one-to-many model, okay? You've produced it once, you know, many people get to experience this and be part of it.
Mm.
What it's also being able to set up the platform for in the future is to potentially launch, you know, a higher level of online coaching, where, you know, it can be one-to-one and so forth. And so the beauty of this is you are growing a list, you are growing a following of dedicated people who we know historically are going to want the next thing, and they're going to want the next level of service.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk about the future expansion plan. So you do have, right now, it's I guess, in many ways, a solo independent operator. You're out there doing it. We've got DIM, so you guys are very much a team.
Yes.
However, you do want to go beyond that in the future, right?
Oh, definitely. Look, I think collaboration and taking on new team members is something that I definitely will have to look at in the future. I've always been one of those people... I hate asking for help. I think a lot of you can relate to that. Now I can do it on my own. We can't. We truly can't. But finding the right people is obviously... you just won't know if you don't put it out into the universe, right? Mm. So, yes, I will be looking at taking some trainers on, whether it's for online or in person. I think that's very exciting next steps. I'm doing a lot with another brand called FitAz with their online app as well. I've just filmed a program for them, which is about to come out in March, which is really, really exciting. So I think collaboratively, there are going to be so many things that I'm going to be doing with a lot of other companies, and I will need to look after my in-person clients or take over some of the online. And yeah, that's another scary thing in itself, but yes, put your hand up. Who wants to join?
Well, I mean, in all seriousness, if you're here and you're watching this, you're tuning in on Spotify, YouTube or whatever, and you're sitting there going, hey man, I love what this girl's about. I want to be part of this experience, the TCF experience, then reach out to her, find her, because she said it here right now, in the future there will be opportunities to join that team. Those of you who are sitting there going, I want to do what she's doing because I've got the entrepreneurial mindset as well, reach out to me, right?
Do it.
There's so many, the industry is just provides so many opportunities for everybody, and that's the almost 30 years I've been in it. That's what I've seen is that, and you, again, it's that thing about asking and taking that first step. So
100%. The worst thing you can do is think that you're the best in the business, and you know, you are the best in the business, but you know, every like
keep talking. You know.
Lol. this is the thing. It's like I'm by no means am I the most experienced PT out there, but I love what I do, and I've got the reach, and I've got the people that want to work with me. It's like, you know, why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? Let's learn together. Mm. You know, you should always be picking up things from other PTs, seeing what they do. You know, make it work for you or morph it into something that works for you. This whole industry, it needs to bring down that I'm the best and really embrace the let's do this together to better help the people that we are training, because none of this is about us. It's all about our clients, correct?
Love it. Love it. So good. So good. Well, I think we've pretty much covered off on many of these key points, and we could keep going forever, couldn't we?
Oh, I wouldn't be able to do it without you, my friend.
It's such a pleasure working with you. Such a pleasure having you and Dim. I get the privilege of the two for one, really, don't I? I signed up with you.
He's just the greatest.
I got the bonus.
How many times have we sat there and I've said nothing? It's not just been the two of you. I'm like, am I even needed? I'm just going to go down and make some lunch.
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah. No, it's been a beautiful working environment. Thank you enough, Brad.
I 100% agree. And just been an absolute pleasure to be part of your journey and watch it. And I guess we see so many cool things on the horizon. So I'm super excited about that. So a huge congratulations on what you've achieved thus far.
Thank you, my friend.
And more importantly, exciting times ahead. So once again, thank you.
Bring it on. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Tikkanius.
What was that song?